it. You will be witness. You can witness and tell him, I've been born again. I've been filled with the Spirit of God. I've been baptized in Jesus' name. I got joy, unspeakable joy. I can praise God now. I can lift my hand now. My weight is lifted off of me. I got joy. I got joy, unspeakable joy. Yes, ain't God all right? Ain't he all right? Hallelujah to God. Let me tell you this, that some people, they can't praise God. They can't shout. But let me tell you one thing. When the Holy Ghost come in, you got to shout. When it come into your heart, you got to shout. God is in you. Hallelujah to God. The power's inside of you. It'll cause you to praise God. It'll cause you to speak in tongues. It'll cause you to raise your hand. It'll cause you to clap your hand. Yeah, I heard Jesus say, I heard the Lord say, I'll walk in you, I'll talk in you, I'll be your God, and you'll be my people. I heard him say, Revelation 3:20, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man would hear my voice and open up, I'll come in and sup with him.
You have been enjoying the Word of Truth broadcast ministry of God's Holy Temple, Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, with Bishop Willie Perry. You can contact Bishop Willie Perry by writing Word of Truth, P.O. Box 8592, Dallas, Texas, 75339. Services at God's Holy Temple are held Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturdays at 10:30 a.m., and Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Phone by dialing area code 214-371-7010 or 972-217-1255.
Now come on, there's a sign of it. Clap your hands and get excited. The Lord is worthy to be praised. Come on.
folk that don't mind forgetting about whatever problem they came in here with. But just will clap their hands for about 30 seconds and get excited and go out of their mind because of what God is going to bring them out of. Oh, come on and let's lift one voice. Everybody set up on your feet. Oh, if you believe that you came in here with AIDS, oh, but you're gonna leave healed, oh, I think you should just get excited. Oh, simply because of your faith, cancer is drying up right now. Oh, it can't live. You're no longer the same. Now, I don't know about you, but I made up in my mind tonight that I'm going to walk in the deliverance that God said was mine. I am healed. Oh, yes, sir. I am saved. Not because I feel like it, but because I know it. Hallelujah. And I bless him because of that. Situation, and I say, situation, you gotta be changed. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, all over the building, by your faith, God is turning this thing around. Oh, come on and believe it, believe it. I think it should just be about 50 folks that should be in the aisles. Oh, that should be all over the building and just shout. Because you know that God is true. Oh, come on and catch a hold, grab a hold of what God is trying to do in your life. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I bless you. I bless you. I love you. I love you for what you've done for me. Hallelujah.
Lifetime, we face situations that are cares. And when we get to talking about death, it kind of shakes us up a little. And it's all right to admit that you're afraid of dying. But when you know that you have Christ down in your heart, he's a lover of your soul, and the death angel can't shake you. Death angel can't even intimidate you. I say that because my great-grandmother, who's now going on to be with the Lord, spoke to me before she left. We was at our family reunion. She began to talk to me, and I would tell her how pretty she still looks. And that must have lit her face up with the biggest, beautiful smile. Then she looked at me And she said, boy,
she said, I know how to get out of it. And my hands, she said, I am making
preparation.
Cause I know that I've got to go home and be with the Lord one day. And then at our reunion, she stood with tears in her eyes, and she gathered all of the grandchildren and her children and all of our relatives together. She said, Grandmama, I don't believe that I'm gonna live to see the next reunion. She said, but just in case I don't, she said, I'm gonna go to that place. And I'm gonna stand at those pearly gates. And she said, I'm gonna be there. And I'm gonna be waiting. And I ain't going through until I count the last head. And then she looked at us and told us, she said, if I die before you, she said, Mama said, I'm going.
There's a
land where the day we got the telephone call. They told us to meet us at the hospital. Everybody began to make their way down to the medical center, and then for 2 weeks Grandmama laid there in a comatose state, couldn't even move and couldn't even talk. The doctor gave up. The doctor said it's only a few days. It'd be a miracle if she lived to see the light through. But I'ma tell y'all, Grandmama was strong and Grandmama knew what was going on. But I believe in my heart that Grandmama was talking with the angels of heaven. I believe that Grandmama was talking